Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's been a lot going on, and I don't even want to say they've been flying under the radar because that's not even fair to them either. But not enough attention is being given to the Knicks. Now, I know it's about winning championships, but I will always tell you, if you don't enjoy these games as they're happening in the season, as it's happening, why even bother watching? They are, and not a great schedule in December, but they took advantage of it. They did what they were supposed to do. You look up all of a sudden, and the Knicks got out to not the best of starts. They're 23-10.
Yeah.
They're right on the Celtics' heels. If not for the Cavaliers playing stupid basketball, you could make the case that the Knicks would be challenging for the top spot in the conference as we sit here and turn the calendar to 2025. And what, for me, when I watch them, what's impressive about them is it's not one guy. It's not about all about defense anymore, because that's what I thought it was last year. The balance that they have struck on this team, from Brunson, who can go for 10 points and give you 15 assists and you get 40 points from Karl-Anthony Towns, or I don't know, the other night they need offense and Brunson goes for 55.
Gave him the double nickel.
Josh Hart last night, the triple-double. You've had big contributions from a guy like Deuce McBride this season. They are just, and we know this, but they are really good. And last night's win, expected, but a tight game at the half, and they kind of, you know, blow right past Washington in the second half like we thought they would. But 23-10.
Yeah, I mean, to finish the month of December 12-2 is indicative to a team that's just flat out playing and they like each other. I think the people on there,
chemistry.
Chemistry matters, man, especially when you got to go on the road and play tough teams. But I think you hit it right on the head. The fact that last year it seemed like we had to live and die with defense and Jalen Brunson. That's not the case this year. And the fact that he can go give you, you know, 55 points, and then last night I think he had 18 for something. Mm-hmm. So it just shows you that, you know, I think it just takes the ease off him, right? There was a lot of talks about him being an MVP, but not, even part of being an MVP is not just about what you're capable of, how much your team can back you up if you have an off night. And they, between Big Cat, I think he had 32, between Josh Hart, they're rebounding really well. You're still getting defense out of them. They're running the floor. And I don't know when this became a thing, and maybe you know, but we normally say, like, you know, players, they play both ends of the floor. Like, that's your job. You got to score, you got to defend. These guys do it effortlessly, and I'm happy that the Knicks are finally worthy of talking about.
No, they are.
The circus that used to be the New York Knicks is gone.
It certainly seems like that. And the Mikal Bridges, and I didn't see you or talk to you after the Christmas Day game when they beat San Antonio, but, you know, we're talking about Brunson and Towns and Hart and maybe OG Anunoby. Well, that was a day where you needed somebody to go head-to-head with Victor Wembanyama, and Mikal Bridges stood tall and played out of his mind on Christmas Day. And when Wembanyama would make one of these 35-foot threes, it was like, Bridges, give me the ball. And he was feeling it right from the start of that game. And it just, to me, goes
to... 41 that game, right?
Yeah, he went for over 40. And it just showed me the scoring depth that they have. It's not just Jalen Brunson and or Towns. It's on any given night, they've got like five different guys that can just light it up for 30, 40 plus. And I'm not saying they're winning an NBA championship, but I would say this is
as good an opportunity as they've had in a long time. Mojo out there.
Well, but they deserve that. Now, it's funny because the season's long and who knows where we are in April. The 76ers got out to a horrid start. Yeah. All of a sudden, you look up the way I'm still saying the Knicks are 23-10. You look up, the Sixers still have a way to go, but the Sixers are starting to look more like the 76ers. What's impressed me so far through these first couple of months is how Cleveland hasn't really had that step down yet. Mm. Like, they have played at an elite level every step of the way. Now, can they continue that? I have no idea. But so far, they've been very impressive. Boston's been good. I think the East, when we get there, your top four or five teams, I actually think any of those four or five teams would be capable of winning a championship.
When only one team matters, there's this.
Well, here, and I understand that. But, I mean, you look at, I mean, then CBS Sports Network has the graphic up. You've got the Cavs, the Celtics, the Knicks, those three for sure. You can never discount the Bucks. And to me, if the Sixers get in the postseason, which I think they will. You look up, they're 13-17 now. When they started, what were they, 2-10 or something like that? It was crazy.
Well, that was because of the health of Embiid.
That was certainly
which
part
I believe.
Of it.
You know, there's his knee will never be right. Like, he doesn't have a meniscus. That knee, night in, that gets sore. You know, listen, I think then our team is scrappy good. To your point, they're fighting. But the fact that the Knicks are in third right now, 12-2 in the month of December, we have a balanced team. Tibbs seems like, I don't think I've ever seen Tibbs smile, but he's at least smirked a couple times on the sideline.
How could you not?
And like, it feels good. It feels good to be a Knicks fan. And I thought this team was going to take a big drop once we lost Hartenstein, because he was just the heart and soul of the team last year, was ability to hit the boards and play defense. But they've been great. Cat's been good. He's playing defense, scoring. We're doing everything we need to do to win games. It just feels good. I just want to say, I hate to feel this good and feel disappointed when it matters. That's what scares me.
Understood. And that comes back to the conversation about winning the championship and holding the trophy at the end. But I would tell you to enjoy this as best you can, because you never know injury, when it ends, yes. Who knows. But that having been said, they're off to a really nice start now through 33 games, something like that. Yeah, 23-10. And you've got Mitchell Robinson expected to
be great.
Later in the month of January, of course, if not maybe early February. Now, you have now added defensive depth. And that's, if there's one question I've had about them this year, and it's a minor question, but it would be, like we've discussed, I think last week, and maybe it was with CeeLo, will they be able, that's the one thing they haven't done this year that they did last year. They have not defended like they did last year. Last year, they were one of the best defensive teams in the league. And I know CeeLo brought up the stats. They're not all that different. But to me, the eye test is they're not playing the same defensively, but we know they're capable of it. Can they turn that switch on and continue to produce offensively like they are, and then clamp down defensively on the other team?
Well, I think a big defensive identity for us is OG, right? His ability to guard the perimeter. And he can guard any big, because he has that strength in the post. Overall, I think it's just a collective effort. I think that's one thing when we look at the Knicks last year. And they had such a, when you talk about the product on the floor, they were grit, they were grimy, they hit the boards. You talk about Josh Hart, you talk about everything that he brought to the table. I think the Knicks right now defensively, when you bring in Mitchell Robinson, I think you're talking about added balance, mm-hmm. right? Now the pressure isn't on Precious all the time to get down and get scrappy. You're not talking about Big Cat have to fight all the time. And Mitchell just adds a sense of identity to paint they just need, right? Especially if you want to make that long run after the All-Star break.